The Wellington County Economic Development Committee has doled out some reserve money as contingency dollars for the RideWell program, a local rideshare focusing on rural areas within the county. At a meeting Tuesday, Warden Andy Lennox put out a motion to repurpose $600,000 of reserve funds originally intended for rural broadband towards the RideWell program. Lennox told committee members the broadband funds are now covered by the provincial government and went on to say there is much uncertainty surrounding RideWell, with the grant program supporting it set to end in 2025. Supporting residents in a rural area, Lennox said, involves a degree of thought towards those with transportation barriers.
RideWell, I believe, has an important role, particularly in the rural context. There are people, if you can't drive, whether you don't have a license or a car, or you know, maybe you've lost your license because of health reasons, you have very few options for transportation.
Councillor Diane Ballantyne seconded the motion. Lennox, meanwhile, added this represents no firm commitment to the RideWell program. He says that aspect will take a thorough decision-making process. He stated this, though, will make future approval of projects a very thought-out process.
I think we just have to be extra diligent in the projects that we approve going forward and look very carefully at make sure that we're addressing needs versus wants and make sure that we're spending the money most wisely for our residents.
The move will result in a 0.5% tax decrease in 2024. Wellington County Treasurer Ken DeHart says that script could completely flip in 2025 due to this shift, if not resulting in a higher spike than the 2024 drop of 0.5%. Lennox added this, like all budget decisions, was one that stemmed from a wide view of county funding decisions.
I look at the county's budget as a whole when I'm trying to make decisions, not specifically from one department as economic development or roads or whatever, but the overall impact and what I believe is important to the residents that we serve.
This financial shift will come into effect in the upcoming 2024 budget. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.